All right, the big story yesterday, the Dez Bryant deal gets done, and everybody with the Cowboys organization is happy about that. And joining us now on the Ticket Hotline is one of the guys instrumental in getting the deal done. We couldn't get Jerry on this morning, but we got Stephen Jones on, who was a part of the negotiating process the entire way and has some behind-the-scenes details for us. Good morning, Stephen.
Hey, good morning to you guys.
Morning.
It's good to be on with y'all.
Good to have you.
Always good to have you on. Can you tell us how the Dez deal went and how you finally...
Hold on a second.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
What number are y'all on the radio? I want to tell all my friends. Well, they can call, they can listen on the talk box on the ticket for you.
1310 AM and 96.7 FM.
Uh-huh. And now in my mind, that's a good signal.
Well, we
thank
think
you.
So, yeah.
Thank you. So you guys cut it close yesterday, taking it right down to the deadline pretty much.
Well, my daddy worked all through the night to get the deal done. He did. And then he did a conference call talking with the media about it. Did you hear about that?
Yeah, we heard about that.
Well, my daddy was on the conference call. I built a fort out of sheets and invited Gil Lebreton in to play with me.
That was fun.
Daddy's really excited about the Dez deal.
Is he?
Daddy says that Dez is going to catch the ball, and Dez is going to score the ball, and then we're going to win all the way to the Super Bowl.
Win all the way to the Super Bowl.
It's a great plan.
My daddy says we're the best team in the NFL.
Okay.
Well, might be.
And that if I make good grades and I clean my plate every night, then I can go to a football game with him.
Well, you go to the games all the time. That's nothing new.
Daddy says that Dez won't see the end of this contract.
What does he mean by that?
He said that Dez is a crackpot that will do something stupid before the end of the deal. He's kicked out of football, but we need him now. We can save that money later.
Well, Daddy's got all sorts of thoughts on this, doesn't he?
Daddy said he's one of the best blacks in football.
I'm sorry?
But said that he wouldn't say it out loud.
God.
Well, I know it's a relief for the Jones family and the Cowboy organization to get this thing done.
My daddy says Dez is getting a lot of money.
Yep. Mm-hmm.
$14 million a year. Mm-hmm. That's less than my allowance. But it's a lot more than Jerry Jr.'s.
So you get more than Junior, huh?
Did you see where Forbes said that my daddy is worth $3 billion monies?
Mm-hmm. Yeah,
that's
dollars.
A weird way to say it.
Someday that's going to be mine.
Yeah.
Since I can figure out how to get window cleaner in my daddy's coffee.
Okay, oh, my gosh.
Don't
say
do that
like
to your
that.
Own father.
$3 billion monies. That's 1.5 for me and 1.5 for my sister.
Mm-hmm. Hey, what about Jerry Jr.?
Jerry Jr.'s just going to get the ratty costume and bus fare.
You should
Mama
know.
Don't want him in town after Daddy's gone.
Oh,
really?
She doesn't.
No, and I'm the executive on the wheel, so I know all about it.
Stephen Jones with us here on the ticket talking about the Dez deal.
Speaking of my brother.
Yeah.
I got to take my little brother to swim camp here in a little bit.
You do?
Yeah, and he got kicked out last year for going massive number two in the pool and getting 13 people E. coli.
Massive number two.
Oh, man.
It was big. It looked like somebody had felled a tree in there.
God.
Well, thanks for telling us the details of the Dez deal, Stephen.
Thank you. Can I say hi to my daddy on the air?
Sure, go ahead.
Hi, Daddy. It's Steven, the one you like. Good morning to you.
Morning. All right, that is allegedly Steven Jones talking about that Dez deal.